Good morning, you're welcome back to today's episode of Open Heavens. Open Heavens is a daily devotional. It is a guide to a close fellowship with God, and it is written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. Today's topic will be looking at prayers for yourself. Our memorize shall be taken from the book of Psalm 65, verse 4. I read, "Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple." A reading shall be taken from the book of Psalm 15, verse 1 to 5. Psalms 15, verse 1 to 5. I read, "Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and walketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that biteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes the vile person is contempt, but he honoureth them that feareth the Lord. He that sweareth to his own oath, and changeth not. He that putteth out not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved." The Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Judges, chapter 1 to 3. Our hymn is, "I need thee every hour." Prayers for yourself. To today's devotional, I'm going to read out some prayer points, and please kindly repeat after me. God bless you. Say, "Father, I thank you for choosing me and making me your own. Thank you for the tremendous privilege of being your beloved child. So, Father, I thank you for choosing me and making me your own. Thank you for the tremendous privilege of being your beloved child." Prayer number 2. "Father, I consecrate myself to you afresh. Please fill me to overflowing with your spirit in Jesus' name." Father, I consecrate myself to you afresh. Please fill me to overflowing with your spirit in Jesus' name. Prayer number 3. "Dear Lord, I want to shine brighter in your purpose for my life this year. Guide me with your wisdom and empower me with your strength to walk the path that you have ordained for me." So, dear Lord, I want to shine brighter in your purpose for my life this year. Guide me with your wisdom and empower me with your strength to walk the path that you have ordained for me. Prayer number 4. "Lord, please reveal your ways to me. And let me see things just the way you see them in Jesus' name." Lord, please reveal your ways to me and let me see things the way you see them in Jesus' name. "Father, please fill my heart with an unquenchable passion to win souls for you. Empower me to be a faithful and diligent laborer in your vineyard." Father, please fill my heart with an unquenchable passion to win souls for you. Empower me to be a faithful and diligent laborer in your vineyard. Prayer number 6. "Lord, please fill my heart with an ever-increasing hunger for your word. Help me to truly abide in your word day and night." Lord, please fill my heart with an ever-increasing hunger for your word. Help me to truly abide in your word day and night. Prayer number 7. "Lord, please help me to always remain humble before you. May I never become wise in my own eyes or think I can function without your grace. In Jesus' name." Lord, please help me to always remain humble before you. May I never become wise in my own eyes or think I can function without your grace in Jesus' name. Father, please help me to speak the truth at all times. Father, please help me to speak the truth at all times. Empower me with grace to walk uprightly in all my endeavors, despite temptations, in Jesus' name. So prayer number 8, Father, please help me to speak the truth at all times. Empower me with grace to walk uprightly in all my endeavors, despite temptations, in Jesus' name. Prayer number 9, Lord, please help me to walk in perfect health throughout this year and beyond. Let sicknesses and diseases be far from me and my family, in Jesus' name. Lord, please help me to walk in perfect health throughout this year and beyond. Let sicknesses and diseases be far from me and my family, in Jesus' name. Prayer number 10. Father, please bless the work of my hands. Help me to experience multiplication in my finances, in Jesus' name. Father, please bless the work of my hands. Help me to experience multiplication in my finances, in Jesus' name. Prayer number 11. Father, please help me to establish and maintain the right relationships according to your will for me this year. Father, please help me to establish and maintain the right relationships according to your will for me this year. Please bring me in contact with destiny helpers, in Jesus' name. Please bring me in contact with destiny helpers, in Jesus' name. And prayer number 12, your personal prayer points for yourself. Include your personal prayer points for yourself. Thank you, Father, for answering our prayers. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Thank you so much for joining today's episode of Open Heavens. This segment of our show is brought to you by Praise Palace, the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Northampton, United Kingdom. Till I come your way again next time, do have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.